say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming? Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming? And the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Live from the Broughton Cabot Studio, it's the Need to Know Morning Show on AM 1100, The Flag.
Yes, it is.
Almost Friday?
Almost. You can see it from here.
Look, I can.
Look over there. Yeah, there it is.
So close.
Friday is on the way. We're over the hump. Happy Thursday. Midpoint of October today, the 15th, huh?
Oh,
halfway through today. We'll be halfway through the month.
Yep. Yeah.
How about that for a national anthem?
Yeah, who's that?
That was another request from a friend of ours, Betty O. Betty shot us an email about Mark Lindquist. Mark is a nationally recognized speaker and world touring entertainer. He's performed live for over 500,000 people throughout his career. He's an actor. He was in Lost, appearances of Hawaii Five-0, and in the movie Battleship. He's a Minnesota boy, raised on a farm. He came adopted from Korea. And if you go to markjlindquist.com is his website.
Okay.
And he's a veteran. He's a Air Force veteran and Afghan war veteran. Currently lives in Denver. But then he's done a lot of motivational speaking and whatnot. But he sings at a lot of stuff.
Really cool.
Looks like a really dynamic, cool dude. And I was like, when Betty sent the email, I'm like, well, who's this guy? I'm always like that.
You just check it out.
So, and it talks about, he says, what does he say here? Started life in an orphanage in Seoul, South Korea, was adopted and was brought to America at the age of 8 months and raised on a farm in rural Minnesota. And performing was in his blood at a young age.
Hmm.
All sorts of fun singing, and decided to go into the Air Force. And thank you for your service, Mark Lindquist. MarkJLindquist.com on our anthem this morning. It's part of the 50 Days of Freedom that we're doing, which we're counting down now. It's hard to believe we're in it now.
Oh,
we're in it.
Yeah.
We're in it. That's what the basketball coaches say. How many days until we're the 50 Days of Freedom we started with the 50 Days countdown until the election? We're now at 19 days. We're inside
19? Oh, good.
Yeah, we're into the teens now, and as part of the celebration, we do these. We've got these flag freedom hats from our friends at Personal Touch Marketing and Manufacturing. They're Carhartt winter hats.
Nice quality.
They're stocking caps.
You can't beat the quality.
Scotty's having confused about what to call them—a cap or a hat. What would you say? That's a stocking cap.
It's a stocking cap. It's like a winter
hat.
It's a winter stocking cap.
Could be either.
It's not a baseball cap,
reference.
You know?
Right.
It's a stocking cap.
Right.
It's what we need here this time of year.
Exactly. I got a blaze orange one up for grabs here. You look good at deer camp coming up. We'll do that just a bit here with Need to Know Morning Show. Nearly Impossible Trivia. Lots going on. Amy Coney Barrett continues to impress.
Oh, isn't
continues
she?
Continues to just slay.
She is amazing.
This hearing. It's unbelievable.
So calm, so cool, so smart, so thoughtful.
Smart is an understatement for that woman.
Yeah.
Seriously, she is She, I mean, she's like uber smart, brilliant. And the way she handles herself is just
composed, woo! So classy. She doesn't take the bait. And she thinks before she answers, if they even give her a chance to answer a question. She is fabulous. I love her.
We kept all morning looking at Scotty and I looking at each other going, top of her head. That was off the top of her head. We know she's not taking any notes. Oh, and she comes in with no notes to answer anything.
Fabulous.
We're going, that's top of her head. Because she's going, well, in blah, blah, v, blah, blah, but in a case precedent. And she's just, it's like, wow, Denny Crane.
Even better. Just so full of class and grace. I mean, what a wonderful role model for young women.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's for sure. A little bit of the, who do we got here in the montage? We got our man, John Kennedy, Republican from Louisiana, talking to her. We have to include a little of the freak show. So a little Cory Booker and Kamala mixed in here too. So listen to the difference between when John Kennedy...
The respect, the difference.
Let's try to answer some of Senator Harris's accusations. Are you a racist?
I am not a racist, Senator Kennedy.
You're sure?
I'm positive. Well, Senator Booker, I would say that what I have learned about it has mostly been in conversations with people and, you know, at Notre Dame, as at many other universities, it's a topic of conversation in classrooms, but it's not something that I can say, yes, I've done research on this and read X, Y, and Z.
I respect that you've answered the question.
Do you agree with Chief Justice Roberts, who said voting discrimination still exists? No one doubts that. Do you agree with that statement?
Senator Harris, I will not comment on what any justice said in opinion, whether an opinion is right or wrong, or endorse that proposition.
Done. Did you get that, Kamala? Did you write that down?
Very, very classy. And she doesn't talk down to them either,
as
she should. But she doesn't talk down to them like they talk down to her. She treats them with respect and puts them in her place respectfully.
Yeah. She just sticks to the facts and the law and the position. And 1,000% understands about separation from personal to the bent to life on the bench.
Well, and she realized her job would be interpreting the law, not making law. And that's what the Democrats are all thinking. She's going to make the law. That's not the case. That's what their job is in the Senate, in the House, is to make the laws. And hers is to interpret.
Yeah. They're trying to hook her, though. They're trying to keep trying to hook her. She's like, nope. Doesn't work that way. No, I'm not going to comment on that. It was unbelievable. And she is so, so brilliant.
And basically she says, you know, I haven't heard the facts. I need to hear the complete arguments. I need to research. I can't just give off-the-cuff comments.
No. And they keep wanting her to. And half of these people are attorneys.
If they were in there, they would want to be making law.
Right. You would think.
Instead of interpreting it.
Well, and the other big story, and is anybody really surprised about this Hunter Biden stuff with the emails coming out now?
Not only that,
thank goodness we now got some proof.
Facebook and Twitter are censoring it and won't let any evidence of it go on their venues. They have censored it, so you can't find it anywhere. And, of course, you're not going to find it on any of the liberal media news sites either. So, basically, the only place you can get this stuff is Fox News. If you don't know what it is, coming up in Taylor's TiVo, I have a Tucker Carlson cut, and he kind of explains everything of what's going on, what was in the emails found, and talks about the censoring of it. So, Tucker is great. He just really lays it out simply.
It's unbelievable. It was unbelievable when we first heard the quote about, well, son of a bee.
Right. You know? That was Uncle Joe.
They fired him.
That started it.
And, so you're not going to get the $1 billion.
And this whole thing triggered the impeachment scandal for Trump.
I said, call him.
And all this information is accurate. And they never should have had that impeachment trial. Trump never should have been impeached. And they should rescind that once all this comes out.
It's been a couple of years already. Now we've got... You know, and the story was, if you heard the great Hugh Hewitt earlier, he was talking about how apparently this laptop of Hunter Biden's went unclaimed at a repair shop. The owner copied the hard drive and
turned it into the FBI. He turned the original to the FBI a while back, and the FBI did nothing with it. They sat on it.
Interesting.
So doesn't that tell you how corrupt the FBI is? If he wouldn't have copied the hard drive.
Probably would have lost in some evidence bin somewhere.
Right? Would this have ever come out? Probably not.
And good on the repair shop guy for doing that. Imagine what he had there. And then he turned it over to the Post.
Right.
The
New York Post. Guess if it goes unclaimed for so long, he can legally take ownership of it.
Yeah. Wow. And well, now the big question is, now that there's some evidence here, and there's a lot more than just that was on there prior, but you know, will anybody get indicted? Will anybody, you know, see it? Will Hunter Biden? No, probably not.
It sounded like there was more than just the emails. There were pictures of Hunter Biden doing inappropriate things with bong pipes and different things like that. So it is something else.
Joe, come on. I mean, Joe Biden, 47 years. Does this surprise anybody? His brother got contracts for things to build. I mean, he had no idea how to build, you know.
Well, wasn't it
military housing or something?
The gist of all this with Hunter is he was selling access to the vice president to people from other countries who would pay him money and do favors. And so the Biden family was profiting from all of this.
Absolutely. Well, so we'll see what happens now. I wasn't really surprised about anything there, but we'll see what happens.
I'm glad it finally came out.
Yeah, I am too.
Nice October surprise.
So had a little drama in Fargo, saw last night. They arrested this guy for attempted murder. He tried to run over a North Dakota Highway Patrol trooper in his driveway. I mean, what is going on with this Andrew Booth? He's from Fargo. He's 26. Attempted murder, reckless endangerment, and fleeing. What are you thinking, Matt?
I think you're not. Are you high?
Something. What?
I mean, haven't you ever seen cops? Don't do this stuff, people.
They have radios, man. They can talk to each other. They have numerous cars but he thought it was a good idea. Well over 100 miles an hour. They pulled him over on I-94. He was going 95 and a 55 to start. This was last night. And then, of course, exited off at 45th Street, headed north. Nearly hit a bunch of vehicles, and then they, of course, they stopped the pursuit, and good for them, for the safety factor of it. Then they end up at the guy's house, and he pulls in the driveway. Oops. And then when he pulls in the driveway, he realizes what's going on. He tries to hit the trooper.
Yeah.
Just dumb on dumb on dumb.
Like that'll fix the problem?
Right.
I mean,
come on, man.
Oh, brother.
So we're just, thank God the trooper's fine and treated and released from the hospital. So, but man, and now, dude, attempted murder. Think about it.
Idiot.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. 6:19, quick check of the weather. Jen's in the Weather Center. It's just a cool forecast, looks like, huh, buddy?
Yeah, it does. So, yeah, today we are looking at a high getting up only right around about the upper 40s. That's about 10 degrees below average for this time of the year with mostly sunny skies to start. But then we'll see a little bit more cloud cover for the afternoon hours. But on the windy side, some need to consider a little bit of a wind chill, especially once we get to the afternoon hours today. And then for tonight, partly cloudy, overnight lows around about 28. Tomorrow, sunny, a little cooler, high of 42 degrees. Looks like 44 here for your Saturday. Slight chance for some snow in the morning and then a chance for rain and snow mixing, becoming all rain late with cloudy skies. Sunday, a slight chance for snow early, then mixing with rain late, cloudy, high 38 degrees, then 38 to start out the work week Monday, and mostly sunny.
All right. Yep. That's pretty typical for the middle of October.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
All right. Well, we're in it now. Nothing you can do. Well, you could go to Florida or Arizona or Texas.
Let's go. Let's pack up.
I don't know if that's in the budget right now.
We could ask.
We could ask. Absolutely.
It doesn't hurt to ask. All the boss can say is, are you nuts?
Well, there you go. Checking the sports page. Lots going on. The Bison have another Bison senior running back entering the transfer portal. They got one that was going to be transferring, wanting to leave. Adam Cofield, who graduates this semester, is looking to transfer to a larger school. He wants to get to the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Said it's the best decision for me to achieve my goals.
Okay.
Last season, 167 carries, 813 yards, 4.9 per carry. So with that departure, they will now rely on Seth Wilson, who's a junior, as their lead back this spring. It's hard to think about, you know, all the college football and all the thing in the spring. You know, that we should.
I know.
Those are fall traditions. That's like ingrained in our cult, and it's just not happening. I mean, it is, but it's just not.
Right.
It's weird.
It is.
Duty, you know what? UND is set to host the Frozen Four in Vegas. It is set for the 2026 Frozen Four. In 2024, that'll be in St. Paul. UND will host regionals at the Shields Arena. That'll be in 23 and in 25. So I like that they're setting schedules, and hopefully we'll be actually play and follow through with them. The Astros season survives one day longer. They got by Tampa Bay 4-3 last night. Jose Altuve is really the only reason. He had a home run and two RBIs. But we will see. The Rays lead the series 3-1 now. First pitch game 5 set for 4:05 tonight. And Dodgers. The Dodgers showed up.
You'd
think it'd be a football game with this score. the LA Dodgers, the Braves came out, beat them 2 games straight, and just handled them. Dodgers bats showed up yesterday, 15-3 the final. 15 runs.
Wow.
That's a baseball game. They just went off on them. We'll see, though. The Braves have a 2-game lead, as we said. First pitch of game 4 is at 7:05 tonight. And so what else we got here? Spud Soccer, still undefeated. Last night, Moorhead beat Elk River 3-0. That's the section quarterfinals going on. They've got the section semifinals on Tuesday night. And Moorhead's girls soccer shut down in the section quarterfinals. Brainerd to shut out the Spuds 1-0 in the playoffs there. And, did you see the television numbers for the NBA?
No, not good, I take it, huh?
Oh, brutal. Really? There were 7.5 million average viewers for the 2020 NBA Finals.
Okay.
That is about half.
Oh! I wonder if politics are playing a part in that at all. Do you think? Yeah.
Yeah, that's half. Half of the audience from
last
year.
They're going to have to quit this stupid nonsense if they want to get their viewers back, and it's going to take a while to get them back.
Well, and you wonder between that and you know, how much COVID and the off-season and the late playoffs had to do with
really,
it, and people are busy. And
they need a whole attitude change. They need to respect
law enforcement,
God, and country. They need to get their base back because that's who it is.
All these commissioners are realizing that now. Adam Silver.
Hitting them in Goodell, the pocketbook.
They're going, oh, boy, maybe we were listening
Mark
to the...
Mark Cuban, even,
yeah,
all of them.
You're going to see more of it. All right, there you go. So check out the sports page. Brought to you by our friends at Accent Kitchen and Bath. Accent Kitchen and Bath. And I think the crew's coming in here just before 8 o'clock.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Hang out, talk some remodels, some design. Go to ChooseAccent.com. ChooseAccent.com. And we're talking anything. Of course, kitchen, bath, remodels, no problem. But full remodels. How about an addition on your home?
Oh,
They did the whole outlet rec, the new retrofit on the outlet rec building in Detroit Lakes.
That would be fabulous. I would love a sunroom, dining room slash
thing.
There
you go.
That would be perfect.
Residential or commercial. ChooseAccent.com, 6:24. It's a Need to Know Morning Show. We'll see if we can't hook you up with some Sandy's Donuts and a really cool Flag Freedom hat coming up.
This is the Need to Know Morning Show on AM 1100, The Flag, the Valley's conservative voice.
Need to Know Morning Show, AM 1100, The Flag, WZFG. Trying to get Leon. By the way, Steve, Alex, and Kev, Steve's out today and tomorrow. Trying to get Leon Francis out of bed. Get him in here. Hang out with us. I don't know if he's used to getting up this early.
Probably not.
Yeah. Like, dude, you should come in and hang out. So he might be. We'll see. 627. Kevin and Alex here. 701-271-1100 is the number. That's the Consolidated Communications phone line. Make them your go-to for your internet. Internet that's never shared. Ever. Secure.
Yeah.
Done. Phone systems. All of that. Consolidated Communications. 701-271-1100 is the number to call if you want to score this hat I have in my hot little hand here. The Blaze Orange Flag 50 Days of Freedom hat. Got the flag logo on the front of it there. Got the little Trump deal on the back. You look fantastic at deer camp in the blind with this one.
No doubt about
it. Hold on the black ones already.
Or just, you know, walking around the hood.
Yeah.
Snow blowing.
This is pretty easy. The question today.
Okay.
Has to do with the ladies.
Okay.
According to Red Book Magazine. Nearly 50% of women admit they base their first impression of other women on this. On their what?
Their husbands?
It's not their husbands.
Oh, that's my first thought.
I'll also tell you it's not their weight. Something like that. According to Redbook Magazine, nearly 50% of women admit they base their first impression of other women on their what?
And it's not their husband. Redbook is a woman's magazine, by the way, if you didn't know that.
On their what? All right, that's the question. And we got half a dozen Sandy's Donuts. Thanks to Mark Oslin and the crew at Sandy's. We're always hooking us up with a nice little half dozen every day for our winner. That's pretty cool. 628, you got a guess? What do you think it is?
Is it their hairstyle?
Oh,
there,
good.
Right off the bat. Look at you go.
We are kind of judgy about other women's hair.
Makeup, like, I was thinking makeup was my first guess.
Like, look at that hair.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Who's this?
This is Jeff Farmersbach.
Jeff, how are you, buddy?
Good.
All right, I know you haven't gotten a hat yet. I got a nice blaze orange one for you here and half a dozen Sandy's Donuts.
That's good timing. Deer hunting's getting close.
Right, buddy? There you go. We got a brand new hat for deer. Anybody be able to see you with this bad boy on?
They're cool.
All right. We on the road. Where are you heading? Heading to work?
Yep, just heading into work to Glass Doctor Moorhead.
There you go. A little shout out for the Glass Doctor crew. Call the Glass Doctor.
Oh, Kevin with the jingles.
Yeah, I know. They get in my head. All right, man. Have a great day and say hi to the crew over there for us.
Will do. Thank you.
You bet. Yeah, got a nice hat here.
Yeah.
Ladies, pay attention to the hair. The hair is a big deal. My wife finally gave up on the hair. She's just going with her natural color now, just to do the coloring and all that stuff. Oh, yeah. I love it. She used to stress over it all the time. I'm like, why do you stress over that?
I don't stress over it. I just take care of it and fix it.
Oh, yeah.
fix it.
And she's did her own color for a while. I like her natural hair because it's a little darker. She used to like to be more blonde.
Yeah, we all like to be more blonde. Blondes have more fun, actually.
I guess.
It's true.
You would know.
It's so true.
I mean, right in here.
When your natural color is mouse brown, it's just not attractive.
There you go.
But it's good if you want to color it because you can go lighter, you can go darker, you can do red, you can do anything with mouse brown.
True that.
And I am a natural blonde, in case anyone wants to know.
Are you? Yeah, I would guess you are. Do you?
Yeah.
Are you?
I am.
Yeah, I've never known you not blonde, so I would imagine.
Exactly.
I mean, yeah. In fact, I saw a picture. I think I saw, was it your high school picture?
I don't know.
Might have been a picture.
It was
a long time ago. I saw the picture.
It was darker.
I was like, ooh, hottie in high school.
It was darker in high school. That's a fact.
Speaking of high school, it's World Student Day today. Perfect time to give the high five and the right direction to the student in your life if you have one. Always be a teacher. Always be a coach.
I feel
always
bad
be
for
a leader.
Students these days.
Oh, right.
Everything is so awkward.
Oh, man. Yeah. It's weird. And it just, every day, what I don't like is the big question mark that hangs over every day for the kids. Are we in school today? Are we not in school today? Are we doing?
It's frustrating.
What are we doing? We're doing it different now?
And the anxiety of knowing, it could change every 2 weeks. You don't get to see your friends every day. And the learning situation is not ideal.
And half the time you're not getting you're not getting the answers. We don't know yet. Okay. But
tough.
All due to Rona. 6:31, Need to Know Morning Show. I saw one other thing that if you're a fan of Shameless, have you gotten into Shameless yet?
I have not seen it.
You got to see Shameless. It's the final season of Shameless, which I think is the 11th season, is coming to Showtime December 6th. I'm just going to put a plug in for that show.
Yeah.
It's the most dysfunctional family.
William H. Macy. He's good.
He's brilliant.
Like, yeah.
He's brilliant in the show. And just the characters in it, and it's you start watching it, and the kids, it's like this, these kids run their own house, and the oldest sister takes care of all the kids.
He's an alcoholic.
It's not for kids.
So he's kind of dysfunctional.
He's a drug addict, alcoholic, completely dysfunctional, and he's Frank Gallagher, and it's the Gallagher kids, and they run the thing. But what's really cool about the show is as you watch it, 10, 11 years of it, you watch these kids literally grow up. It's like, but you can do it in a couple of weekends, the whole thing.
Right.
But it's 11, 12 years of these actors' lives where it's like, wow, it was just a kid when they started this thing. Now they're all grown up and having kids on the show. It's really good.
Yeah.
Worth a recommendation. All right. Take a quick break. Alex has this forecast, which is very much October-ish. Then we're going
to
roll.
Nothing to look forward to.
Roll back Taylor Steve-O.
Oh, it's great stuff with Tucker.
Coming up.
I subscribe to
Amazon Prime,
Netflix.
I get razors in the mail every month.
Hulu,
video games,
clothing,
my beauty products,
underwear.
Yeah. With all the things you subscribe to, how about something that subscribes to you? Your news.
The easy way to catch up on what's going on.
Your forecast.
So I can plan my day.
Your commute.
Because I don't want to waste my time on the freeway.
And the best part? The station that subscribes to you is no cost to you. News Talk AM 1100, The Flag.
It is 6:34 on the Need to Know Morning Show. Here's your flag forecast. Cloudy today, going up to 48 for the high. That's it. Woo! Tonight's low 28 and still windy with gusts up to 32. Tomorrow we'll get some sun back, going up to 42. Friday's low 31, and we do have a 50% chance of snow. Saturday, a 50% chance of rain or snow with a high of 44. Sunday, rain or snow. It's just not going to be good. Anyway, right now we're at 24.
It's just, I mean, and I'm looking at the extended all the way through pretty close to the end of the month. We are just in it now.
Yeah.
We are absolutely in it.
So get used to it.
Yeah. Highs next week, Tuesday the 20th, they've got 38, 25 on the overnight low. Following that, going Wednesday the 21st to the 29th, daytime highs, low 40s, upper 30s. Some mid-30s and overnight lows definitely down into the mid-20s. So we're in. That's it.
It's not going to be fun from here on out.
No, not so much. Just, you know, gear up. It's time.
That's be prepared.
The way it works. Need to Know Morning Show, AM 1100, The Flag, WZFG. This 45. I used to lip sync for my mom's bowling club thing, and this was one of the songs we lip sync.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Oh, she just loved it. Yeah, that and Twist and Shout. I'd take my little 45 play record player, put that on, and make like I was a Beatle or a Jackson 5. The reason I play a little Jackson 5, Tito's birthday today.
Well, I hope you did not have blackface on when you were.
No, I did not.
Okay, good.
I did not. It was all in good fun. Yes. He's one of the other unsuccessful brothers. He's Tito is 67 today.
But we still know who he is.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You bet. Yeah, I love the name Marlon, Tito, you know, Jermaine, Michael. They had a great names, the Jackson 5. Their dad, not such a nice guy.
Janet, she was a big star, though.
She was, too.
Yeah.
What was the other? Oh, LaToya.
LaToya.
That was the other
sister. She was the crazy one.
Yeah. I think she still is.
I think so.
There you go. 6:37. It's the Need to Know Morning Show. Steve, Alex, and Kev. Steve's out in Western North Dakota, out at our Tioga facility for a couple days. So Alex and I are just hanging out here. Emails, shoot them to studio at flagfamily.com. That's the True IT inbox. Anything you want to weigh in on, 701-271-1100 is the Consolidated Communications phone line. Call up anytime. Midway point of October, it's the 15th today, so we're halfway there. And just thinking about, you know, Halloween and getting ready for the holidays and how the holidays, Amazon Prime thing just wrapped up. Did you do anything with that? Did you buy anything on the Prime Day thing?
Oh, no.
No, I didn't either.
No.
We looked at one because we're looking at maybe getting, they call it a Fire Stick. It's a TV streaming thing.
Uh-oh.
They had them for $30. And I was like, oh, the Fire Sticks are $30. Wife's like, no.
Mm-hmm.
The little Roku thing works just fine.
It's the same kind of deal. Right?
I know.
Yeah.
But I want to be able to.
But it was $30.
I know. It's the thing.
I know. It's on sale.
Right.
We might need it.
I kind of, when it comes to, when I get techie and geeky, I was like, then I always get shut down. No. We need to buy groceries. Okay, I got it.
Yeah.
It's not in the budget. Got it.
Don't need it.
Need to Know Morning Show. Grab line one there. All right, the flag.
Yeah, hello. This is Rick calling.
Hey, Rick, what's up?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, yesterday I sent you a text with a clip from Tucker that he posted back in March of 30, or March of 20. And it kind of contradicted the clip you showed on him yesterday regarding face masks.
Oh, this was new. This was new information from the CDC on face masks that just came out, like on Monday, that we played
yesterday. So you're saying that the story changed on face masks from then till now?
Yeah.
Shocking.
Yeah.
Look at the text message. It's Tucker's swearing up and down that they work and everything else.
Well, yeah, the information changes, though, so, yeah, we get it.
No, but if you look at that study, he was a little bit picky on that study, too. He just kind of extracted just a little bit of information from the study. And if you take a look at the whole study, it's not quite the way he posted it.
Got it.
Yep, anyone can go to the CDC website and check it out.
Absolutely. And, you know, be surprised that the story on masks changed. For whatever reason.
It was total mandatory. Well, it wasn't mandatory, but it was the rule there after they said it didn't. They said they didn't work, and then they said they do work, and now they're back to they don't work. So,
I know.
You know, make up your own mind on the science on that.
Need to Know Morning Show, 6:39. It's 21 away from 7. Taylor's TiVo. You might have seen that some more damning evidence out on the Biden family.
Yeah, huge story broke yesterday about Hunter Biden, and it was censored. Just like the Chinese government does. Here's Tucker with all the details. He's going to explain it.
Most of us never imagined it could happen in this country, and yet today it did happen. A major American newspaper published a story, apparently an entirely accurate story, about a presidential candidate. The tech monopolies that control American media feared this story might hurt that candidate whom they favor. So 3 weeks before a national election, they shut the whole thing down. They prevented the public from reading the news. They didn't apologize for doing this. They didn't bother to make up reasonable sounding justifications for it. They just did it, exactly as the Chinese government does. These are monopolies. They have all the power. You have none. They don't have to care what you think, and they don't. This was mass censorship on a scale that America has never experienced, not in 245 years. And it's a threat to all of us. Democracies only function when there is a free exchange of information between citizens. We no longer have that. This is a dark moment. Here are the details. This morning, the New York Post published a series of emails that describe Hunter Biden's lucrative relationship with a Ukrainian energy company called Burisma, and then describe how his father, then the vice president of the United States, intervened to help his son peddle influence. Now, we've known the outlines of this story for quite some time, but these emails add damning detail. No one appears to dispute that they're real, not even the Joe Biden campaign. You're hearing whispers tonight that's all part of a Russian disinformation campaign. If this is a hoax, it is the most complex, sophisticated hoax ever perpetrated. It doesn't seem possible. There are too many. There's too much detail. These emails came from a laptop, an Apple laptop, that was dropped off at a Delaware computer repair shop last year and then abandoned there. After a certain number of days with no payment, the shop's owner took legal possession of the laptop. He looked inside. There were tens of thousands of emails, including exchanges with representatives of foreign companies and foreign governments. The laptop apparently belonged to Hunter Biden. The shop owner was stunned by this, by the appearance of corruption, and he was afraid for his family. So late last year, he gave the laptop to the FBI. He kept a copy of the hard drive for himself, but he never heard back from the FBI. By May, he was anxious. So he made overtures to Senator Mike Lee's office and at least one conservative nonprofit. He emailed their websites, but no one responded. Finally, the man contacted Rudy Giuliani's office, and today's story is the result of that. Well, the tech monopolies instantly crushed it the moment it appeared. An executive at Facebook called Andy Stone, a former Democratic staffer, announced that his company would censor the New York Post story. As he put it, Facebook would be, quote, reducing its distribution on our platform. Twitter quickly followed suit by locking the New York Post's entire Twitter account. One of the biggest newspapers in the world banned from Twitter. Twitter then prevented its users from sharing the New York Post story, both privately and publicly. Those who tried to share it got this message, quote, your tweet couldn't be sent because this link has been identified by Twitter or our partners as being potentially harmful. Harmful? In a separate explanation, Twitter wrote this, quote, we don't permit the use of our services to directly distribute content obtained through hacking that contains private information, may put people in physical harm or danger, or contains trade secrets. Yes, the same Twitter that just promoted a New York Times story about the president's private tax returns, obviously obtained illegally, that Twitter. And who, by the way, was hacked here? No one was hacked. Twitter never addressed that. As for, quote, trade secrets, there were none. We already knew that Hunter Biden was trading on his father's office to make $50,000 a month from the Ukrainians. In October, he admitted it.
And did Biden make a comment on this yesterday? Did he get out in front of this with a statement? No. He went to his basement and hid. So we have no idea what the Biden camp is going to say on this. So unbelievable. The information is shocking. And the other fact that Facebook and Twitter censored this too.
That is really something. And don't be surprised about Facebook or Twitter anymore. You know, right. It's just, they're just done.
And of course, we're not hearing about this on any of the liberal media networks. The only place this is out really right now is on Fox News, because that's the only place allowing it, because it does not look good for Uncle Joe. He is totally implicated in this, as he has meetings with people that his son, Hunter, sets up for him.
Well, Griff Jenkins from Fox really broke it down about the actual emails and what they've got.
Hunter Biden was allegedly in communication with the top advisor to the Ukrainian firm Burisma about helping secure an introduction to his father, who was vice president at the time, as the firm was under investigation. That executive wrote in 2015 this: "Dear Hunter, thank you for inviting me to D.C. and giving me an opportunity to meet your father and spend some time together. The information was discovered by the owner of a computer repair shop in Delaware, who claims Hunter Biden brought his computer in for service back in 2019, but never picked it up. Once he found the information on the hard drive, he says he turned it in to the FBI. The Biden campaign pushing back on the Post report, campaign spokesman Andrew Bates issuing this statement saying, we have reviewed Joe Biden's official schedules from the time, and no meeting, as alleged by the New York Post, ever took place."
Yeah, but they got pictures of him golfing with one of the guys.
Exactly.
And, you know, of course his calendar's not going to. It was nefarious activity.
It'll be interesting tonight. Trump and Biden have conflicting town halls on separate networks.
Town halls, yep.
So one's going to be on ABC, the other one's going to be on NBC. And so we'll see if Biden even gets asked about this stuff.
That's going to be a negatory there, Ghost Rider.
And you know,
no, they won't even.
He's going to go full on all this.
Oh, he already is. Yeah, he was so, last night at his rally.
And Kayleigh McNamee, she was banned from Twitter as well, putting this information out there. The White House press secretary banned, telling her, "Oh no, we can't get that. That's false information."
Yeah.
Wow.
Don't count on any of your social platforms to be any sort of, you know, open, free. I hear Parler is where you want to, if you're a conservative and you don't want your stuff censored.
Yeah.
Parler is a new
that. There's
new
another one
network
that I am on now, too. It's Wimkin. Wimkin is another
Wimkin?
One. Wimkin?
Wimkin. Okay.
That is another one for conservatives that's not being censored.
Okay.
So, yeah, I've been getting info off of there lately, too.
It's really unbelievable. A buddy of mine has been kicked off Facebook and put in Facebook jail like 8 times.
You know, and I'll post
stuff. It's ridiculous.
And then the next day it'll be gone. Oh, yeah. We can't have this. It's been censored.
Like, I haven't done one yet, but I haven't gotten too deep into anything.
Well, I don't either. I just post like funny stuff on there, and they get rid of that too, because it's not to their liking.
What the heck? Come on. 6:47.
No sense of humor.
Right? Come on. Yeah, lighten up, Francis.
Please.
So 13 in front of 7 o'clock, brought to you by our friends at Right at Home. That's Barry Merring and the crew. Right at Home, Home Care and Assistance, 701-997-0400. Easy number to remember.
Yeah.
701-997-0400.
Great people.
The right services when and where you need them. That's the thing. Quality home care for seniors in Fargo-Moorhead, your mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, veterans care, whatever. They're just here to make a difference, here to help.
Yeah, whatever you need. If you need help with meals, groceries, you know, anything, is for taking them to doctor's appointments, helping them with their pills, you know, all that, baths, everything.
Yep, and make no mistake, Right at Home, their greatest priority is the health and safety of their clients and their caregivers as well. So they want to connect with you, share on their COVID protocols. They are following strictly to the letter what they have to do. I mean, they are over and above on the COVID stuff. Certified cognitive support program through Right at Home as well. Find out more at rightathome.net/Fargo. rightathome.net/Fargo, or call them 701-997-0400 and tell them the Need to Know Morning Show sent you. All right, we got to take a quick break. Come back 6:48. We're back on the football field tonight. So
ooh,
excited. Got to go to Underwood tonight.
Fun road trip.
Thursday night lights on in Minnesota. Take a check at the sports page. Some other stuff going on. And Alex has the forecast for you coming up.
Stay close to the news here. AM 1100, The Flag.
6:50 on the Need to Know Morning Show. Here's your flag forecast. Cloudy and 48 today, the low 28, and windy, gusting up to 32 today. Tomorrow, sunny and 42. Friday's low 31 and a 50% chance of snow. Saturday, a 50% chance of rain and snow with a high of 44. Sunday, 20% chance of rain and snow with a high of 34. You're getting where we're going.
See where we're at here.
Yeah. Okay, right now, 24.
Yep, very much like chilly. October. Yeah, yeah. If you are trick-or-treating, bundle the kiddos up. They're going to need to be warm on Halloween night, it's looking like. All right, taking a check of the sports page. Well, the MLB, man, I tell you, it's kind of fun to watch. The Astros survived another day. They lived to fight another day. They beat Tampa Bay 4-3 last night. The offense highlighted by Jose Altuve's home run, two RBIs. The Rays lead the series, though, 3-1. First pitch, game 5, set for 4:05. Tonight, I got a little baseball talk going there, everybody. 5-5.
You sound like an announcer there.
That's what I'm saying. We used to make fun of different sports announcers' disease.
Yeah.
Disease. The golf sports announcer.
I know.
Disease.
That always puts me to sleep. When I wanted to take
Good
a nap,
morning,
I turned golf on.
Yeah. An offensive explosion has gotten the Dodgers back into the NLCS. It was awesome watching Atlanta take a 2-0 lead over the stinking Dodgers, but they destroyed them yesterday, 15-3 the final. Last night, their bats are just on fire. The Braves do have a 2-1 lead. First pitch of that game 4 is set for 7:05 tonight. So you got the, if you're a baseball fan, it's weird that it's happening now. You know, I mean, we are kind of right around the same time.
Yeah.
But looking at the abbreviated season, it's kind of the only normal, or the most normal sport going on this year. Spud Boys Soccer remained undefeated last night. Beat Elk River 3-0 in the section quarterfinals. They will host the section semis on Tuesday night. Moorhead Girls Soccer, not so much, got shut down in the section quarters. Brainerd shut them out 1-0. Warriors beat them in playoff soccer last night. And one note on the NBA, the audience for the finals, about half of what it was last year.
Wow.
7.5 million average viewers for the 2020 finals. That's, they say, actually a little more than half.
They're going to take a hit.
From last year. That's just brutal. I mean, brutal. That's a check of the sports page for you. You can't survive on that kind of revenue,
no,
I'm guessing.
You cannot.
No. 7:07. Take a quick break. Rush in the Morning Minute coming up.
This is the Need to Know Morning Show.
Yeah, I just want you to know what a breath of fresh air you people are.
Need to Know Morning Show. AM 1100 The Flag, WZFGO. There you go. That's some smooth Jackson 5 right there. Tito's birthday today.
Takes me way back.
Right?
Hey, Cass County is being moved from moderate to high risk because COVID.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah. Burgum says that we're in the middle of a regional COVID storm, and the guidelines are being changed to reflect that. The critical or red zone is at the highest level, but the area where we'll move, that's when we'll move back to having business closures. So not yet. Under the new guidelines, though, there are no business closures, and he wants to reduce occupancy in, like, restaurants and that kind of thing, but it's not mandatory at this point. So kind of scary stuff. He said events and gatherings will be held with the same standards and should be canceled.
Right.
And social distancing when you can't cancel them. And he wants us to do self-policing.
Yeah.
And the new guidelines go into effect Friday at 5 o'clock.
All right.
Have fun today.
He's going to be out with Scotty on What's on Your Mind later today.
Perfect. So we'll get way more information on it then.
We'll get some answers on that coming up.
All awesome.
Right, here's Rush.
In her New York Times op-ed, the columnist Michelle Goldberg accused Republicans of bad faith. She mocked Republicans for being shocked at Democrat plans to play constitutional hardball by packing the Supreme Court. She says constitutional hardball is how Republicans play, so they have no right to complain. Now, in her mind, Democrats are victims. President Obama's lower court nominees and Merrick Garland, they were blocked. She says that Democrats are champions of equality, while Republicans are a bunch of racists who have opposed pro-civil rights judges since Reconstruction. Let's talk about equality. The Republican Party was born to counter Democrats. They were the party of slave owners, the KKK. If it weren't for Republicans, the civil rights legislation of the 60s would not have passed. Democrats were blocking it. Now let's talk about hardball history. Judge Bork. He was smeared. He was borked by Ted Kennedy. Justice Thomas, smeared by Joe Biden's Judiciary Committee. Justice Alito, smeared. Justice Kavanaugh was subjected to the most despicable smear campaign in judicial history. Now, Republicans have never played that kind of hardball, not with Justice Sotomayor, Justice Kagan, or even their liberal icon, Ruth Buzzy Ginsburg, no matter how far left their nominees are. And no, we're not shocked when Democrats play hardball and descend into the sewer. That's where you have to go to meet them. We expect it. More than 75% of identity theft victims who had accounts opened in their name did not find out that they had been victimized from their bank or credit card company. Don't be like them. Get LifeLock identity theft protection. LifeLock sees certain threats that you could miss if you're only monitoring your credit and bank statements. Plus, if you are a victim of identity theft, a U.S.-based LifeLock restoration specialist dedicated to your case will work to fix it. Now, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock looks out for you in a whole lot of ways, including scanning the dark web, where stolen identity info is often found. Get your free dark web scan, in fact, at LifeLock.com/scan, and then pick the plan that's right for you. Save 25% off your first year with the promo code RUSH. It's real simple. LifeLock.com/scan. 25% off promo code RUSH.
Oh, I guess it's our turn.
Yeah, when they're done talking, it's
usually our turn to go.
It's time for us. We got birthdays.
We do. A couple of minutes away from 7 o'clock. We mentioned Tito Jackson, 67 today. Who else has an October 15th birthday? Sarah Ferguson, the former Duchess of York.
Oh, yes, Sarah.
She was the first Fergie, wasn't she?
Yes, yeah. 62.
Oh, close. 61 today.
Okay.
One of my all-time favorite chefs, Emeril Lagasse.
64.
61 today.
I'm just dancing around it.
Boom!
Yeah, I like that.
Still love watching him. He does, all his stuff he does now is all infomercials, selling his grill and whatnot.
Yeah, you know, guy's got to make money.
Now, let's see. Richard Carpenter turned 75 today.
Yeah.
Love the Carpenters.
Were they twins? Were him and Karen twins?
Yes, I think they were.
I don't remember if they were twins.
No,
or
they
just
were just brother and sister.
Okay.
They were brother and sister.
Oh, they had a great set. Please should play some Carpenters later on here.
Linda Lavin, who played the mom on the Sean Hayes show, Sean Saves the World.
Oh, no, she was Alice.
She was Alice,
She was Alice. 75.
83 today.
Woo.
Barry Maguire, Eve of Destruction, One Hit Wonder, 85. And Chris DeBerg, you remember this guy? With
84.
Don't pay the ferryman. Chris DeBerg, 72 today.
Oh, man.
This is WZFG, Dilworth, Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo, USA.